Hello. Hi, hello. Hi, my name is Ed, and I'm calling for an opinion research. We're conducting a survey. We'd like to include your opinion.
You're who?
My name is Ed, and I'm calling for an opinion research. We're conducting a survey in your area, and we'd like to include your opinion. First of all, which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed, but seeking employment, or not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired or student?
Yeah.
Which one describes you best?
Now, what was that?
Okay, which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed.
I'm 71. I don't work.
Okay, retired then, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations?
No, I live alone.
I'm sorry?
I live alone. I have a little apart.
Okay, thank you. Let me put that down here. Okay, live alone. Okay, thank you. Now, move right along. Okay, now, what county do you live in? I'm going to read you a list. Pennsylvania, Cameron, Pennsylvania, Shemunkin, New York.
I live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and that's Lacombe County.
Lacombe County. Okay, thank you. Which other finance have you done within the past 12 months? Multiple answers are possible. Open a savings account, purchase a new car, open a new checking account, buy a new home or refinance your home.
None of the above. Thank you.
And which of the following business types you age? You already told me, so at 58 to 77, correct? Baby boomer.
I'm what?
Which of the following business types you age? You already told me you age 58 to 77, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll be 72 this month.
Thank you. It's called baby boomer. So am I, a baby boomer. I'm 68, so we're right there. And are you, how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You live alone, so you are the key decision maker and have most of your banking decisions, correct?
I rent an apartment, so I don't have a house.
Okay. But how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You currently don't have
no, never.
Who makes all the decision for your banking decisions? You, right? There's no one else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have no good credit, so.
Okay, that's okay. And what do you look for in a bank?
It's
an open-ended question. I have to write it down. So if you can be a little bit specific, what do you look for in a bank? When you look for a bank, what do you look for, you know?
No, I don't. I have never worried about that.
So you don't have a bank?
I have a bank, but through Social Security.
Okay. And who selected it?
I use their card, go to the bank, get my money, and then that's it. That's
okay. So,
that's the only bank I have.
Do you like that bank? If you had a chance, would you change it? What would you look for?
I'm okay with that bank. I don't have no problem with it.
Okay. So, is there anything that you would look for if you have to look for another bank? What would you look for in a bank?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. I've had this bank since I got my Social Security at 62, and I've never looked for another bank. Never.
Okay, no problem.
So I don't know what I would even look for.
Okay, I put that down. That's your answer. That's we leave it at that. No problem. Which of the following do you currently have? A checking account, a savings account? What do you have? You have a checking account, right? Or personal?
No, neither.
No?
No, I don't have a credit card, savings account. I just have that bank card. I go get my money, and then that's it.
Okay, so you have a debit card.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a debit card, but it's a Social Security card.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, and well, we show that the quarter you qualify for has been filled, which is really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Great.